Welcome to Land Ho, a Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael, as always, and here with me is Brian. What's good, Brian?
Not much. How's it going with you, Michael?
It's going pretty well. Another excellent week of Sea of Thieves, though we did get a little bit of some negativity, some positivity in the community, a lot of different things. Really, one piece of news to report on, which is the developer update from last week. No patch notes. Joe Neat gave us a little update on how things are going, and we're gonna break it down for you. If you haven't seen it, it's a 7-minute video. Highly recommend it. But we're still very much looking forward to Hungering Deep, which is supposed to still launch in May on time, it seems like, and we don't have a release date. But let's first break down kind of the beginning of the video. So Joni came on, and every week we always have some type of patch update with patch notes. And this is, I think, the first week we did not have this. And he kind of explained that he wanted to implement some of the stuff that he talked about the week before, like private matchmaking, not having a gamer tag underwater. But he said that there were problems with the PC build, and they made the decision to not release the update in fear that a lot of PC players would be affected. He was just like, we had two choices. One, we could release the update, but a lot of PC players would run into issues and it would make the game pretty unplayable, or we just wait another week. Even though the updates, I guess, were supposed to come out last week, though. What are your thoughts, Bri?
Well, bug fixing is always the number one priority in anything. I don't want to like play a game that's super laggy or super buggy or any issues like we had with like the weapons for a few weeks. So, I mean, I'm fine with that update being pushed back a little bit. Like, you play on PC now, so if we couldn't play, that would definitely suck. But yeah, it's nice to see that they're prioritizing that instead of like pushing something out that's not ready yet, because then they're gonna end up having to fix it anyway. So just push it back a week. We can all wait. It's not like the private matchmaking was like a pressing need, even though it kind of is. It's not like game breaking or anything. So just push it back a week. We can all wait. It's still gonna be fine in the end.
It's gonna be fine. And a lot of people were pretty upset just because the expectations were sort of laid out the week before. I don't think he even really gave it a specific timeline. I think he was hoping the next couple of weeks that this will come out. And I totally agree with the fact that like they shouldn't release something that's going to break the game. And I think people have to understand that like these games, the development process for anything really is not always so smooth and perfect. It's not magic. Like, it's people working super hard on these things, and if they have to push another week to make sure that people can play, I think that was a great move. And you have to appreciate the fact that Joe and the Rare team is being super transparent on their problems that they faced. They gave some type of update. It would have been way worse if he didn't say anything at all. But you still have people complaining and stuff about not having this update, and it doesn't make the game unplayable. I mean, I think if they release the update with even more bugs, that would cause way more issues and a lot more, just a lot more, I guess, uproar in the community. So yeah, I think it was a good move, and that's sort of what he led with right off the bat in the video.
Yeah, there's no need to like be so upset if something gets pushed back a week, or even like for this update that's coming up, people are like upset that we don't even have a trailer yet or anything like that. Like, we can wait a little bit. Like, Rare doesn't have to, they didn't have to come out with an update in May. Like, that's so quick for a game that just released, like, really a couple of weeks ago.
It's a small lead time.
Yeah, it's true. Very, like, small. It's a very tight window. Like, they didn't have to come out with this thing right away. And the fact that they're, like, delivering on, like, this sort of promise already, like, that's awesome. Like, we can, all the player base can just, like, chill out for a little bit. Something is coming. Like, it'd be bad if we didn't know if there was something coming or if there was nothing planned. Like, something's planned. It's coming. Even, like, with these weekly patch notes, like, they have these things planned. And, like you said, it doesn't always go according to plan. Like, things happen. There are issues with the technical side of everything. And especially for this game, which is, like, such a, like, an awesome technical achievement with everything, the Unreal Engine and everything. Like, things will happen. And if it gets pushed back a week, so be it. Like, it's not getting pushed back, like, 6 months. Like, it's a very small patch thing that it's not really a huge issue to, like, be all up in arms about.
What I really appreciate is that, like, this is so, I mean, I think more studios should be like this, where they're just super transparent about problems that they're facing.
Totally.
I don't really remember anything like this, any other game, like, reporting stuff like this with their honesty. And it's really cool to sort of get, like, a little, I mean, we don't have, like, that close of an eye on, but just to kind of sort of have some sort of sense of, like, how the development processes are going, like, what the priorities are, the roadmap, such. So it is really cool to see. And so the next thing you talked about was some of the cosmetic feedback, which is something we on the show talked about last week. And a lot of people are pretty upset and just sort of just annoyed that some of the cosmetic items, there's new ones, but a lot of the new ones sort of are just renditions and just color changes or patterns, just different.
Something that we have talked about before too.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot, and especially with this game. And the only reason why this is even such a huge deal is that the main progression in this game is cosmetics. So when you kind of mess up cosmetics in a way, like, that's what's going to upset players. So, and that's why we're going to talk about it and sort of give our feedback about it.
Right. The cosmetics are pretty much their calling card for this game. Like, they cannot, like, half-ass any of it. They can't be lazy. They can't, like, take a shortcut with anything. They've got to, like, be on point with the cosmetics.
Yeah, exactly. And so going into the specifics of what Joe said about the cosmetics, and I think he took the feedback pretty gracefully, I think. And he said basically that he's heard about that some of the stuff wasn't distinct enough is the wording he used, and he agrees and they're going to fix that. They're also going to remove, there was also a set that was missing in the build, which they said was some miscommunication internally. So there was a set that they actually made that didn't make it into the build that week. I think most people are going to be sort of like, wow, that's, like, really annoying. But at the same time, like, he could have just said nothing at all and nobody would have obviously noticed if something was missing like that. Something that wasn't even in the game at all, and he actually acknowledged something like that. So I think that's kudos to him. That wasn't really a big deal to me. It just kind of shows a little bit of, like, they need to kind of get their stuff together over there, you know, and make sure that everyone's on the same page, attention to detail. They're triple checking everything before a build gets released. But I'm not too worried.
I'm not worried at all. It's just, they should just be a little bit more aware of, like, everyone should be on the same page before they, like, release something. And luckily, this wasn't, like, the Hungering Deep update where they, like, maybe left out some, like, huge aspect of it. It's just, like, one item that they left out, which still sucks. Like, they just should just make sure that everything is there that they say is going to be there. Or the other way around, like, if they added something that they didn't say was going to be there. Just the fact that they acknowledge all these things that are so minor to the game. Like, these don't really have any impact on, like, the actual game running and anything like that. It's just all these additions that they have. I like to see that they're acknowledging everything and they're actually taking these things seriously, because, like, this is not, it doesn't break the game. It's just something that they said was going to be there and they didn't deliver. But I'd like to see that attention to detail increase as we move forward, because if they do somehow get, like, on different pages with, like, an actual meaningful content update and, like, something goes wrong, I can see something, like, really bad happening and people actually having a reason to be upset about it. But, like, it's so small that, like, I haven't even checked out all the cosmetics, but, like, the fact that one's not there, it doesn't really affect me when I play the game.
Right. That all makes sense. And hopefully this won't happen. This will be a good sort of eye opener for that team and making sure that the Hungering Deep update is as smooth as possible. Obviously there is some worry with a huge, it's gonna be a medium sized content update, but especially with how the game launched, it is a little bit worrisome. But again, I think that this team is pretty hyper focused on making sure things run smoothly, and how they spent the first month in the game, just performance issues, and then tackling new stuff after the first month. I think the studio's run really well, and of course there are gonna be some mistakes, but it's cool to see that they're pretty upfront about the mistakes.
It's just, like, weird that there's so many, like, small mistakes on this one thing, like, something not being there, and then incorrect pricing in the shop. It's like weird to have these sort of miscues on like the first cosmetic update, but I'm sure they'll learn from this and get better at it on the next time it comes around.
And they did say that they're going to adjust some of the pricing, and what you said, like, they are going to refund those players the gold that they spent on stuff that was maybe like 140, but is really supposed to be 70 gold or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
And it's not like they're not like making up for these mistakes. Like, they gave us the really cool sniper, a couple weeks ago for 1 gold. So they definitely care about what we have to say, and they care about making the players happy. So they give us like a couple things here and there, and if there's a mistake, we should be able to let those things go and not make too big of a deal about it.
Right. And so some of the things that they are still going to tackle that didn't make into this update hopefully will come out this week, and we'll for sure be tweeting about it if that's the case. Private public matchmaking, meaning that if you start out in solo, you can invite a second person without worrying about random joining you. Hiding gamer tags underwater. So when you're trying to attack another ship, they're not going to just see your gamer tag. Because it's not super easy to see somebody swimming in the water, especially if they're underwater. But you see their gamer tag. So hopefully that will make it into this week's update as well. Didn't make it into last week's update, as Joe said. And I think another update that they talked about a week before that didn't make it into this update, again, will be hopefully this week, is handing each other resources, which I think it will be really cool. I don't know like how much that really changes the game, but it'll be nice for like if you pick up all the bananas on an island or something like that, and your teammate needs a couple, you can hand them resources. And also, just really quick, I want to add is that if you watch the developer update, they actually have video of all of these new features. There's like footage of it, like clips of it in the developer update. So it's not just Joe's face the whole time. They show some clips of these things, and it looks really seamless. So
I can see the handing each other resources thing. It's kind of like situational. If you're attacking another ship and you run out of cannonballs, instead of having to run, like if you're on a galley, instead of having to run below deck to get more, your crewmate can just hand you a couple of what they have. Or if you're doing an Order of Souls mission and you run out of bananas, but your crewmate is coming back from the boat with bananas, then they can just hand you a couple there. It's just very like small things that will make it, that will definitely have a place in the game, but it's not going to be in every situation you encounter. It'll be certain tasks and certain encounters that you have where I think it'll be nice to have, like you'll appreciate it then. But looking at it now, it's not like I'm seeing all these different scenarios where it's gonna, it's really gonna help me. But like when it happens, I'll be glad that they implemented it into the game.
And what was actually super interesting is what they said in the video is that an engineer was working on it, sort of on the side. It wasn't even like really on their like plan, their actual plans. But like one of the engineers there actually was just like working on it on the side, and like just like a side project at work. And I think that's really interesting that Joe told us that. I think it's really cool. So it's cool to see that his project will be implemented in the game pretty soon, hopefully this week.
Yeah, hopefully it's hopefully it works well.
Right. And another really crucial update he gave us in the video, he didn't really go into much detail about it, but essentially he said that he wants to improve drop rates as you level up, so higher rewards for higher level, which is something that also people have been complaining about as well. When you're doing high level voyages, let's say you're in the 30s, the 40s, and you still get just like a ton of castaway chests or the worst goal, things like that. I think that's just super annoying in the game, and I don't think most games really do that. I think this game, it just seems like, and obviously we don't know what's going into the math wise of like how they calculate the rewards and per level and stuff, but to me it really seems like it's just completely random, or not even random, where it's just the same percentage probability for no matter what level you are. So like you have a 30% probability of getting a castaway, like a 20%, or like another 30% for like a seafarers, and then like 20% for marauders, 10% for captains. I don't think that math added up or anything, but like it just seems like the same probability tiers are no matter what level you are, those probability tiers are like not affected at all.
I think you were 10% off from getting 100 there. Could add that 10% I just thought about on the spot.
Yeah. I was not planning on doing that, but
it's all good. You could add that other 10% in for like the Chest of Sorrows and the Chest of 1,000 Grogs.
All right. So my math is okay. All right.
Yeah, you're almost there. But
but that makes sense, right?
Yeah, no, like, totally. It definitely feels like that because all the streams that we've watched, like even on Pirate Legend, like people are getting Castaway chests. Like, I don't understand how that works. So it's going to be really interesting just because we don't have any solid numbers or any hard numbers about what the drops actually are. But I think we'll see how it works out once it's implemented. But I think another thing that they could possibly do to help break up like the monotony of getting only seafarers or only castaways on like these long riddle quests or like islands with a bunch of X's is to tier the reward system a little bit better. And we were talking about this kind of like a Destiny style system where you start out at whites, then greens, then blues, then purples, and then exotics, which you don't really get like out in the world all the time. You'll get it from like specific events. But if they were to tier the reward system like this, once you hit those really high levels, you'll stop seeing castaway chests completely. It's like you'll start out and maybe your first 10 levels, you'll only see castaways or seafarers and maybe get lucky with like one captains or something. But that for no reason at all should you get more than one like castaway chest per play session if you're like level 40. That just makes no sense because the grind is already so ridiculous. It just like makes it even tougher and it makes it kind of unfun if you're going on a super long riddle that takes you like to three different islands and you end up with a castaway chest. It doesn't reward you properly for the amount of effort that you put in. So it's really interesting to kind of think about if they added maybe two more chests, like one between, was it a castaway or a seafarers and marauders, and then one between marauders and captains, to just add a little bit more of variety there and just kind of break everything up.
That all makes sense. Like they should tier it up. So like once you hit like level 25 or level 30, whatever they discuss, like you should not be getting any castaways, period. Or like maybe you get like once in a while, and then your baseline is seafarers, and then eventually when you're at like level 45 or level 45, like your baseline is marauders, and maybe you still get some seafarers, but you're not getting castaways at all anymore. Like there should be some type of tier system like that.
Same goes for Order of Souls quest to the skulls, like it's right, and all merchant should, too. Yeah, merchant, everything should just tier up. So as you get to like level 40, level 45, you just completely lose those bottom of the barrel rewards because those don't help anyone at that point. You get like 100 gold and your reputation like ticks up like a millimeter on the screen. It's like not worth your play or your the amount of time that you put in at that point.
Right. It's like when I started with David, he just started the game and you know, we
your
did
brother, a by the way, so people know out there who that is.
My little brother started playing, and so I mean, we started doing his voyages to kind of ease him in and stuff, because he has not seen the game at all, really. So he's still trying to learn the game. But then I threw down like a level, like 25 or 30, Order of Souls, and it was like a 3-chapter long like Order of Souls mission. Not one villainous dropped from that. I went up from playing with him like maybe like a quarter of a level or like half a level, but he went up like 7 levels or something like that from that. So it just like, and I mean, I was super stoked for him, but like it's just like it really should be tearing up. I'm not saying like I should have also went up like 5 levels from that, and I'm not saying that like you still have to put in the work to get up to Pirate Legend and stuff, but it is super, if you want to motivate your player base to like keep playing and engage and like retain those dedicated players, like you should not give them castaways when they're like a high level and they just see a little tick. Cause sometimes it's just like super demeaning. It's super,
it's just demoralizing. Like,
yeah, like it's like, oh, I put in all this work and I got up like this little tick, you know, it's just, it doesn't make sense. And for most players, right, who aren't streamers, you know, we don't have very much time to put in. And then an added layer to that It's like you have to really, this game, once you get to level, in my opinion, once you get up to level 15 or 20, you can't really play solo anymore. Maybe Merchant you can do solo, but like for Order of Souls especially, it's like you have to play with other people, and sometimes your friends aren't online and you have to work on other people's schedules. Sure, you can go to the LFG, the Sea of Thieves community, but it's like for people who work all day, it's like they don't have like 3 hours a night to play. So I just think that like in all, like they need to be, and I think the weekly events will for sure help. The new content updates will help like get people playing and giving them ways to feel good about their playtime. But I just think that they should, and I'm sure they are doing this, they should be looking at retention and seeing like players who, like looking at the data and seeing like the players who keep getting castaway drops. And I don't know if this is like recorded or not, but like are those players being retained as much as players who maybe get a little bit luckier? It would be interesting to see that. I mean, we're not going to be able to see that, but they should be, hopefully Rare should be taking a look at that kind of stuff, because I really believe that those players who just keep getting castaway chests, I'm one of them as well. Like it's super unmotivating to want to keep spending time and committing time to playing the game. I still love the hell out of this game, but it's a little tough. And I think Rare should be doing everything they can to keep incentivizing and keep retaining their dedicated players. They should be doing everything they can essentially to just keep people playing the game. And if they have to tier up rewards, I think they should. And it's something that Joe has recognized. So we'll wait to see.
Yeah, it's just a really
hard to say right now.
It's a really interesting, interesting topic, like of how they can strike that balance that rewards you for the playtime, but also doesn't make it so you're handed Pirate Legend. Like if there's some way to like give you rewards, maybe based on your actual playtime per session. Like if you've been playing for like 3 hours, you deserve like the higher level chest. But if you jump in for like one voyage, maybe your like reward percentage is gonna be more favored towards like the lower level chests or skulls. Something kind of weird. I don't know how exactly they do that, or if they just add more skulls and more chests overall to kind of saturate it a little bit more, so that there are like mid-level rewards versus only like bad, or only like if you get really lucky, you get like a really high level reward. So if it truly is like RNG based, then that could probably be fixed. But like I think the tiered system is something that they could like work really hard to implement, and that's something that could like truly affect the game in general and like truly make it worth everyone's time. Every time you jump into a play session.
All in all, it should be just a more intricate system than pure random, and that's sort of what it seems like to me, and I think to most people. So now another update that they, but this we'll definitely continue this conversation next week too. But the next update in the video. God, we're talking about a lot from just a 7-minute video.
So much to talk about. So many things that can be improved, and so many things they're doing. Like, there's a lot going on, even though it doesn't seem like it.
So the Hungering Deep update. Hungering Deep, again, is the first major content update. It's going to be still, I think, it's not going to be the biggest, just because they had the shortest lead time. But there's going to be a trailer that's going to be dropping this week. A release date, I believe, from what he said, is that it's going to be part of the video as well. So it's still scheduled to be in May. I'm guessing it'll be the last week of May, of course, just to give that team as much lead time as possible, making sure there's no bugs. I'm happy to wait till the end of May as long as it's a great update. And then weekly updates will start. They are aiming to have a start right after Hungering Deep still. So I think that's all cool to know. It's cool to know that we're expecting a video this week instead of just guessing. I think a lot of the community is a little bit disappointed because I guess some person responded to a tweet saying that the update was going to come out in early May. So, of course, Reddit was like, okay, well, early May, that must mean before May 15th. If the update doesn't come before May 15th, then let's let's throw
burn it down.
Like, so let's burn everything down. Like, F Sea of Thieves. So
throw Xboxes out the window. I'm done.
And I, you know, it's funny because I didn't really know that. And they, I guess they responded, I think on Twitter to the room, they saying that there was miscommunication internally about this. Like, I really could care less. They said May. So what if they responded to a tweet saying early May? Like, as long as they keep their, as long as they, it comes out in May, I think Sea of Thieves fans should be really stoked and super excited for it. I'm really excited for the video. It's going to be great to get a taste of what this is going to be like, because I really don't know. And I'm just really excited to be super pumped just to log in every week, because right now it just doesn't seem like, I'm not really like, there's no rush to log in
right
every night or there's whenever not too much I have going time.
In game, at least.
Like, I still have a great time playing the game, and I love Sea of Thieves. Don't get me wrong, of course. But it's just like, you know, you log in, it's not like you're missing out on anything, but like, and that's what why these live events are going to be so effective, is that, you know, it's going to give want players to log in more often than maybe once a week. Maybe they log in three times a week. But I think more importantly is that, like, Sea of Thieves, just from the mainstream, right, it's like, it's sort of fallen off the, like, streaming wise, it doesn't rank on Twitch very, very high anymore. Nobody's really talking about the game. It's just sort of the same with some improvements since launch. So I think it's going to be really exciting to get that update. Hopefully people are going to give it another chance, play it. More people are going to watch it again. And hopefully more players are going to end up buying the game because of the update. So that would be really awesome, just to get more people buying in, excited about the game, a bigger community. I think there's a lot riding on this update.
Definitely. I think a lot of players are just kind of like lurking right now, maybe monitoring it every couple weeks to see what's new. And it takes time in these types of games to like actually create that sense of like urgency or like fear of missing out on something. Like, people want to log in. Like, right now, obviously the game was released and it was a little bit empty, so it will take some time. But like, in Rare definitely recognizes that, especially with like the roadmap they released. So like, couple weeks this will come out. Hopefully there's a ton of stuff to do. I personally haven't seen really anything about what the update entails, other than like a couple of like articles on like these fan sites that are talking about lore and trying to connect everything, and maybe like an underwater type world for Hungering Deep. So that's all I've really seen. So I'm definitely really excited for the video. But back to that other point, like, in a couple months, there will be all these weekly updates or weekly events. There will be probably two like major content updates. So there's going to be stuff to do. It'll just take a little bit of time. So people need to just be a little patient and wait it out, because I think that it's headed definitely in the right direction with everything that's supposed to come out.
Yeah, players have nothing to be worried about. I mean, I just think that players should be all excited and just very positive. I think that was what's great about the Sea of Thieves, the dedicated community, is that like, everyone's super positive because it's like a fun, quirky game. And those that don't like the game, of course, are going to be putting it down. But I mean, I just, and this game, of course, like, isn't for everyone. But I think if it wants to get players more engaged, and I think just for the game's sake of like, let's say like sales and such, people want to see something new. A lot of people, even players who play the game every single day, and those who play for a living, do say like, hey, like they have a lot of fun with it because they play with their friends and stuff. But they do say like, hey, like, this is, I mean, it really does, for, I don't really think this that much, but like, some people say it's like, feels like an early access game. I mean, I just think it's like a very, very vanilla game, if that even makes any sense. Like, it's just like a very base game, and like, the core mechanics work now. Now they just have all these free updates to put out to really expand the game. And I mean, I'm just super excited to see what they can do with this sandbox.
It's a great way to put it. This is just vanilla Sea of Thieves right now. And we're going to start to get all these things put on top of it. So kind of like going back to the other point that you made, like, all these people are getting upset that it's not coming out early May. Like, who cares? It's going to come out in May. They said it's going to come out in May. Like, they're doing everything they can to push it out in May. And there's really no signs of it not coming out this month. So, like, just wait a little bit. Wait, like, 2 weeks longer. Like, we've already waited, what, like, a month now? A month and a half? So, like, couple more weeks isn't really going to affect anyone as long as they still deliver on what they said they're going to do.
Right. I mean, I think it's like the gaming community today expects so much, and they expect so much. And right now, like if you and plus it's like gaming is a financial commitment, right? Like people spent $60 on this game. So they want the best return out of that $60. And they were led on to believe all these things. And, you know, people have different expectations for like what a $60 game should mean, right? That is the most expensive price for a game right now, $59.99 or whatever. And they feel like maybe it should have been like a $30 game. And like if you're waiting for the update and you don't really want to jump into the game, like you're just sort of like whatever about it. There's so many other games to play right now that feel for, you know, that's, you can wait. Like people can wait. There's so many great games out there right now.
And no one's missing out on anything.
Any platform.
Yeah.
Right. You're not missing out on anything by not playing. Play another game, like whatever. Like I still like playing the game because I just have fun playing the game. Am I progressing a little bit? But I play the game because I want to be a pirate legend and such. But at the same time, like I play the game to have fun, and that's what games are, to have fun.
Yeah, definitely.
But hopefully this game will have those weekly updates, those live events, and just keep this game and make it into like a real hobby. So
I'm just kind of curious what these weekly events are going to actually be. There's a lot of different directions they could take it in. They could have like, I honestly don't even know what they could do, but there's just like so many opportunities out there for like mini games as like a weekly event, or like increasing, I don't know, Kraken appearances, or like increasing Skull Force or something like that, making them harder, or like something like that. There's just a lot.
Right, that, like bosses.
Yeah, bosses on like specific parts of the world. Like there's so many different things that they could do.
That just like pop up, or like timed events, or like public events in Destiny in a way.
Yeah, maybe you just have to sail to a specific part of the map and something is going on there and you just hop into it for like a half hour or whatever, 15 minutes, and then go back to your voyages, and then it pops up somewhere else and you go do it again, like something like that.
It seems like there's going to be more to it. I just really hope it's not just like more of the same, sort of like what Pirate Legend voyages are like right now.
Right.
That's sort of the only thing I'm hoping. Hopefully it's just like of course those are going to be like the core, that's the core gameplay of the game, but hopefully there's a little bit more to it. Like I really do think it's going to be something related to one of the three factions in some way, but if it's just something new, some twist, like that would be awesome. Cause like with Pirate Legend, it's like the legendary voyages are just kind of more of the same. So, that's kind of the only feedback I have on something that we have nothing
all speculation on. But now that you mention it, I could totally see it being like increased gold for like seafarers. Increased gold,
like double gold for all gold voyages this week or something.
That's
like
not really an event though. It's more of just like,
I mean, that's gonna get me in probably still, but I would be a little disappointed.
It'd give a little more incentive for sure, but like it's not an event. It's more of just like, I don't know, it's just like a double XP. Yeah, it's like a boost. Like, it's not an event. So, they said event. Right. Hopefully they deliver on that.
Totally. And we shall see. We're not gonna criticize something that doesn't exist yet. And lastly, let's end on Joe's personal focus right now. Joe talked about his personal focus, which I thought was really funny, which was actually really cool. It's cool that you kind of sort of get like a personal sort of touch to this, but basically, he just said he's looking beyond the major updates, which are Hungering Deep, Cursed Sails, Forsaken Shores, which are the three first updates that have names for them. There's going to be, I think, three more after that. But he's kind of looking beyond the major updates and what the strategy is for the next year. Like I've probably said this 100 times, but like, I do think like the game 1 year from today is going to be totally different. I really think that. So it's cool to see that he's looking towards the next year, just looking at that. The longer ahead they look, the more they can tease to us and get people excited about the game. And like, he's just working with the design team on that and just what to add to the game in the long term, not just what's in the next update or the next couple updates, like just beyond that. Which is really cool to see that that's something that he's also focusing on, that they're not just sort of shunning away this game and going on to the next thing.
Yeah, this game is, for them at least, seems like it's going to be around for a long time. Hopefully they're looking at maybe expanding the map or giving us new worlds, things like that. I think
that would be awesome. Yeah,
new worlds would be sick if it's not in one of the updates that's planned for the rest of this year. But, like, things that they kind of have, like, pushed aside, or like the secret hideout that they talked about for Pirate Legends. I don't know if that's actually just the tavern, the Legend Tavern, or if it's a legit, like, hideout for everyone. But, like, that's one thing that they hopefully are looking at right now and figuring out how to design that. But yeah, it seems like they're definitely planning ahead, which is good, because I don't want these whatever next six updates to come out and then they have nothing.
Right. It would be cool. I don't think this is going to happen, but it'd be cool if every update was sort of just like a new region or a new world. Like, that'd be really sick, I think.
I would definitely be
down for that. That'd get people super stoked. Just like explore, again, sort of like Destiny, how like each expansion is kind of like a new planet. It's sort of cool.
Yeah, it's definitely cool to think about. And they definitely can. I don't see why they couldn't do it if they just, because right now if you go, it's kind of like random, but if you go off the edge of the map, you can hit like the Red Sea. So they already kind of have that like foundation in place. Maybe if you like go all the way to like all the way west, you hit like, I don't know, some new shore, and then all the way east, you hit a different place, and north and south, like all these different things. They could easily expand it out to all like the cardinal directions, have like a new spot
right
in each direction if you just sail far enough.
That'd be awesome. But so yeah, I mean, we're gonna see. I mean, those are some of, I think those are great ideas, and hopefully if Freya's listening, they maybe take those into consideration.
Hope so.
So thank you so much for joining us this week. We really hope that you enjoyed our banter about what Joe said and what we think of the game's current state and what we're looking forward to. There's really nothing to be upset about, I think. There's only positivity ahead of us. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate your time. Remember, like, if you really like the show, subscribe, rate the podcast. It really helps us reach as big of an audience as possible. You can email us if you think we're wrong at landhopod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. We do regular updates at landhopod. Thanks so much once again, and have a wonderful week.